EP Theatre presents Bite Size Theatre with Members of the Jury, written by Tony DeMail. In Pantoland, the evil queen goes on trial for her crimes.
Members of the jury. In this trial, the court has heard evidence from a range of witnesses. I am Giles Charming, KC, and, as a counsel for the prosecution, I will prove that the defendant is guilty beyond reasonable doubt. You will hear from the defendant herself. She is conducting her own defence. You should listen carefully to her evidence before coming to a verdict.
Bring in the accused.
Please tell the court your name.
My name. My name. Everyone knows my name. People tremble at the sound.
Nonetheless.
I have been known by many names. As Baroness when I was stepmother to Cinderella, and as Your Majesty to Snow White. I have been the Witch of the West, and I have also been known as the Snow Queen.
What name appears on your birth certificate?
Brenda Clitheroe.
Thank you. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Oh, yes, I promise.
Miss Clitheroe, who is Cinderella?
Ha! The mention of the name makes my blood boil. A wicked, horrible girl.
She is the daughter of one of your ex-husbands, is she not?
Yes, grubby thing. Always covered in dirt and very much a slacker with her chores.
Isn't it the case that you were a wicked stepmother to Cinderella?
Heavens no. I gave that ungrateful wretch everything. Mops, buckets, brooms, dusters, domestos. Everything she could possibly hope for.
But not the opportunity to go to the ball?
She wasn't invited.
Exhibit 1. This invitation says all the single ladies of the land were invited to the ball.
Ah, but Cinderella wasn't a lady. She was a serving girl. Anyway, she disobeyed me and went.
Indeed she did. In fact, this court heard the impressive testimony of her fairy godmother earlier in the trial.
Impressive? A tubby old lady claiming she can turn pumpkins into carriages, manufacture glass slippers, and hold a serious belief you can get a teenager to come home before midnight. Yeah, right.
The jury will determine what evidence is credible. And I put it to you that your claim you gave Cinderella everything is less than credible.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Mr. Charming, I will have order in this court. Move on.
Of course, Your Honour. Miss Clitheroe, tell the court about your relationship with someone called Snow White.
Ah, another stepdaughter. The trouble was, I had this mirror you could ask who was the fairest of them all, and then it developed a fault.
A fault?
Yes. One minute I can say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? And it would say me. Next thing I know, it got a major fault and keeps saying the fairest is Snow White.
And how did that make you feel?
I was wild. I knew I should have taken out the extended warranty, but they always seem such a rip-off, don't they?
So you were annoyed?
I certainly was. I mean, look at me. Have you ever seen anyone more beautiful? Could it even be remotely possible that Snow White was fairer than me?
Earlier in the trial, we heard the evidence of a woodcutter who said you ordered him to take Snow White into the forest and kill her.
That's a lie. He just said that because he was besotted with me. And who isn't? But I did not return that affection.
We also heard the evidence from 7 other witnesses, as well as an expert testimony to say that 6 out of the 7 weren't happy.
Not my fault if they were small-minded.
We saw each in turn in that very witness box and...
Well, we didn't actually see them, did we? They were too small to see over the top.
We heard each in turn say you poisoned Snow White with an apple.
Ah, Now, when I found out Snow White was lost in the forest, I went to find her and kindly took some food for her. I had absolutely no idea the apple was laced with a carefully and brilliantly concocted poison that would make her sleep for 1,000 years under a spell that could only be broken by a kiss from a handsome prince. I mean, who knew?
You went into the forest in disguise, didn't you?
Yes.
You truly are a mistress of disguise. But why did you disguise yourself to look for Snow White?
Have you got any idea what it's like when I go out? Paparazzi, adoring fans, even boring ordinary people, all wanting to be around me. The disguise wasn't sinister, it was simply to protect me from unwanted attention while I searched for Snow White to take her safely home.
You expect this jury to believe that?
I do, and not just because they are dazzled by my beauty.
Let's move on. Let me ask you some questions about when you lived in the Land of Oz.
Another trumped-up charge.
Really? Is it not so that you, going at the time by the name of the Wicked Witch of the West, conspired with the Wicked Witch of the East to try to stop a little girl named Dorothy seeing the Wizard of Oz?
Now, when you say wicked, you have to see things in the right context. I was wicked in a down with the kids kind of way, not a nasty way. Yeah, sure, I'm a witch, but don't blame me when things turn out bad in your big story. I may have a wand and I might make a scene, but I ain't no gangster, do you know what I mean?
So you admit you are a witch?
Well, that doesn't necessarily make me a bad person.
And the Wicked Witch of the East?
She's nothing to do with me. Anyway, that Dorothy and her upholstered rat of a dog, Toto, and her weird friends were the criminals. They dropped a whole house on me and stole my shoes. I'm the victim here.
You have an answer for everything, don't you, Miss Clitheroe?
I'm innocent. Beautiful and innocent.
Then how do you explain this piece of paper? Take a look at it, please.
Mix 3 egg whites in a bowl.
No, not that. That's a recipe I'm cooking for Mrs. Charming tonight. This.
Starting with a heavy frost, there will be cold easterly winds and heavy snow showers. First a recipe and now a weather report.
A weather report indeed. Do you recognise the date and location?
Long ago, in a land far away.
Exactly. And where were you on the night of... long ago?
I see where this is heading. I was the Snow Queen at the time.
Did you or did you not make it very cold indeed?
I did.
And isn't it the case that no one was happy about that?
The polar bears liked it.
Apart from the polar bears?
The penguins.
Yes, yes, apart from the polar bears and the penguins, no one else was happy, were they?
The reindeer loved it. Oh, and the huskies and the walrus.
Right. Anyone else?
Downhill skiers and Olympic toboggan teams, figure skaters.
Somebody must have been unhappy.
I wasn't.
Did you or did you not cast a spell to create a perpetual winter with eternal cold?
Yes.
Aha! You admit it.
I admit I was the first to recognise the dangers of global warming, and probably the only person who successfully did anything about it. I think you'll find that the Earth is warming at an alarming rate, and despite initiatives like the COP agreements, it's only getting worse. I had the temperature down into safe margins until some misguided hero turned up and broke my spell.
So it is your contention that freezing the whole world was actually an act of kindness and moral responsibility on your part?
Absolutely.
You were never wicked towards Cinderella.
I bought her and her prince a new washing-up bowl as a wedding present. I'm kindness personified.
And you did not try to poison Snow White?
I was the queen. It certainly wasn't my responsibility to check all of the palace foods were safe.
And you defend your behaviour towards Dorothy, Toto, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion and the Scarecrow?
Self-defence.
No more questions.
I wasn't going to ask you any.
No, I mean... never mind. Members of the jury, you have now heard all the evidence. You must decide if the defendant before you is guilty. Was she wicked towards Cinderella? Or was that girl just someone who was struggling to get an MVQ in domestic cleaning? Did she try to poison Snow White, or are the Seven Dwarfs' memories too short to be relied upon? Were Dorothy and her friends victims, or were they working for a Mr. Big called Oz? And did the defendant really try to save the world from global warming, or is her heart as cold as ice? I say, the prosecution has proved beyond any reasonable doubt that she is a pantomime villain and guilty of all charges. But before you decide on your verdict, the defendant can appeal to you.
And I'm sure I do. Appeal to you, that is. Ask yourself this, members of the jury. Could someone as gorgeous as me be guilty of any crime? Could someone so clever really have to resort to wickedness? Can you be sure, beyond reasonable doubt, that I did what the prosecution claim? If not, you must acquit me. Oh, and if you don't, I'll turn you all into toads.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I must now ask you for your verdict. Do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
You've been listening to Members of the Jury, featuring John and Kelly DeMail, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow JTP Theatre on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back with more next Tuesday on Thornbury Radio.